It's 8:52 here in New York. I'm Ryan Gumbel. We understand that there has been a plane crash on the southern tip of Manhattan. You're looking at the World Trade Center. We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. We don't know anything more than that. We don't know if it was a commercial aircraft. We don't know if it was a private aircraft. We have no idea how many were on board.
Welcome to The Big Conspiracies. Today we will be delving deep into one of the biggest conspiracies in America, government involvement in the 9/11 attack. So today, me and my fellow lover of conspiracies will be almost debating what we think, because we both have our own different opinions and viewpoints on this topic. We want to really look at all of the information given, including families who are affected, who are still left with these hanging questions that were never answered or even responded to. So I'm going to start by doing a short overview of the first side of the story. As we all know, there's always two sides to every single story. I also just wanted to add that we won't always be covering conspiracies as big as this particular one, because we want to explore a variety of different topics that can include what we consider big conspiracies that don't always gain as much attention but deserve to be spoken about. So the first side to the story that we're going to cover today is the accusation that this was a terrorist attack. So on September the 11th, 2001, 19 militants associated with the Islamic extremist group hijacked four aeroplanes and carried out suicide attacks against targets in the United States. Two of the planes were flown into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. A third plane hit the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C., and the fourth plane crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So almost 3,000 people were killed during the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which triggered major U.S. initiatives to combat terrorism and define the presidency of George W. Bush. So this attack really changed the way that America defends their country. It led to so many different types of defense mechanisms against terrorism. The systems on aeroplanes have changed completely to make it a lot safer. So nothing like this will ever happen again. The hijackers were Islamic terrorists from Saudi Arabia and several other Arab nations, reportedly financed by the terrorist organization of Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden. They were allegedly acting in retaliation for America's support of Israel, its involvement in the Persian Gulf War, and its continued military presence in the Middle East. Some of the terrorists had lived in the United States for more than a year and had taken flying lessons at American commercial flight schools. Others had slipped into the country months before September 11th and had acted as the muscle in the operation. So due to the lack of security in the country that they were obviously coming from, the 19 terrorists easily smuggled box cutters and knives through security at three East Coast airports and boarded four early morning flights bound for California, chosen because the planes were loaded with fuel for long journeys. Soon after takeoff, the terrorists commandeered the four planes and took the controls. As millions watched the events unfolding in New York, American Airlines Flight 77 circled over downtown Washington, D.C. before crashing into the west side of the Pentagon military headquarters at 9:45 a.m. So one of the main arguments that the government put forward was that the jet fuel from the actual aircrafts caused a devastating inferno that led to a structural collapse of a portion of the giant concrete building, which is the headquarters of the US Department of Defense. So 125 military personnel and civilians were killed in the Pentagon, along with the 64 people on board on the airline. So less than 15 minutes after the terrorists struck the nerve center of the US military, the horror in New York took a catastrophic turn when the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed in a massive cloud of dust and smoke. So this structural steel of the skyscraper, which was built to withstand winds in excess of 200 miles per hour and a large conventional fire, could not withstand the tremendous heat generated by the burning jet fuel. So at 10:30 a.m., the north building of the Twin Towers collapsed. Only six people in the World Trade Center towers at the time of the collapse survived. Almost 10,000 others were treated for injuries, which many were very severe. Meanwhile, a fourth California-bound plane, United Flight 93, was hijacked about 40 minutes after leaving Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. Because the plane had been delayed in taking off, passengers on board learned of the events in New York and Washington via cell phone and air phone calls on the ground. Knowing that the aircraft was not returning to an airport as hijackers claimed, a group of passengers and a flight attendant planned an insurrection. One of the passengers, Thomas Burnett, told his wife over the phone, "I know we're all going to die. There's three of us who are going to do something about it. I love you, honey." Another passenger, Todd Beamer, was saying all that he heard was, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll." Sandy Bradshaw, a flight attendant, called her husband and explained that she'd slipped into a galley and was filling pitchers with boiling water. Her last words to him were, "Everyone's running to first class. I've got to go." So now, as we've been through all the events that happened that day, I also think it's really important to look at what happened afterwards. So also the arrests. So following the attacks, 762 suspects were taken into custody in the United States. On December the 12th, 2001, Fox News reported that some 60 Israelis were among them. Federal investigators were reported to have described them as being part of a long-running effort to spy on the American government officials. A handful of these were described as active military or intelligence operatives. In a letter to the editor, former head of the ACLU claimed that none of those 762 detainees were charged with terrorism. So in the eyes of the government, this was really an intelligence failure. They'd failed to see this attack coming, which to me is quite surprising, because America being one of the wealthiest places in the world, you would think that their intelligence would be one of the best, but they didn't see this coming, which really made it a defining time in history in the 21st century. It changed a lot about the country. It made them, as they say, the government, more aware of these types of attacks and issues which have been caused from past issues. So reflecting on these twin failures caused two sorts of things to happen, things which continue to shape our world 10 years on. First, the US unleashed an overwhelming strike against the Taliban in Afghanistan, and then in 2003, also in Iraq. Both regimes being seen as strategic sponsors of what quickly became known as international or Islamist terrorism. The second major response to 9/11 was the development of new kind of intelligence-led security policy. As far as Britain has been concerned, 9/11 prompted shoulder-to-shoulder military activity with the USA, but also a fundamental rethink of its domestic security policy. A few days after 9/11, British intelligence chiefs were in Washington offering collaboration, and in London, Sir David Ormond and others began to formulate an entirely new and brilliant strategy to deal with Islamism, which he termed contest. So looking at this information from the government's point of view, in the sense that what they say is true, it is kind of outlying how these Middle Eastern countries show a kind of vendetta against America for their past actions. This then led to their retaliation with violence. Over the past 10 years, there have been many other examples of terrorism in both the UK and the US, which was being planned within those countries, working from the inside, still using that same vendetta motive and strategies of suicide bombing to affect the innocent, to therefore affect the country, which can be devastating. So, even looking back to this devastating event that was in 2001, these types of tragic events have still continued to happen. Especially in the UK, due to obviously people talk about the borders not being strengthened and strong enough. Also in the US, people are recruited in those countries, so they no longer have to actually get themselves inside of the country. They can recruit people no matter what their ethnic group is. There's a lot of people who want to join these groups, sort of like that brainwashing. So people are brainwashed into thinking that they belong to this group and it's like a family. So after the side of the story from a government perspective, do you think that they had any involvement based on political reasons, or do you think that this was just a terrorist attack?
No, it wasn't a terrorist attack. I think that was the cover-up story for the US government, as they...
So you think there was US government involvement?
Yeah, inside job. I read a conspiracy about the Bush family and the Bin Laden family being friends, and that Bush had his family over from Saudi Arabia, or wherever he's from, wherever mate's from, and he even flew them back out the day before that the 9/11 happened.
Uh-huh.
Or was it the day after? I'm pretty sure I've read something about it. It might have been the day after.
Right.
Look into that. That could be something I'm pretty sure I've read that.
Are there any other reasons why you think that it was just government involvement? Were there any benefits?
Border control.
Mm-hmm.
I think, obviously, their border tightened right up.
One of the best in the world.
It's very hard to get in to the country. It's not obviously hard to get out, but coming in to the country, it's...
That opening question, as we found out from the information that the US government did have motive to actually carry out this attack because they needed a reason to start a war with Iraq, what are your feelings about this?
I think there's something about, is it oil or something over in Iraq? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is it actually, yeah?
Yeah. I feel like with the USA, I feel like they like to be powerful.
I feel like I've read something as well about...
Obviously, they have to stay within...
Yeah, but isn't there, like, other countries, like... Is it Iran? There's, like, six other countries, including, like, Korea and that.
Right.
That, oh, there's something they want in other countries. But I can't remember what it is. I'm not very that big on conspiracy theories, so...
Oh, yeah, of course. Right, okay. So, linking back to the information about the family who spoke out about not being able to receive much information about anything from the police after one of their family members was killed in the attack, why do you think this was? So, why don't you think the police were handing out information that the families needed to hear.
What families?
So, like, the families who were affected by the attack.
In
the US.
Sorry, yeah, I thought you were talking about
me. Their family members were obviously killed in the attack, but the family members weren't getting, like, any information from the police about why it happened.
That's weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is strange. I don't actually know.
Yeah, because I think I mentioned earlier in the podcast about someone's brother, and I think they actually went to Guantanamo to see whatever happened there. So that was the only way that they could get closure for what happened, because they weren't receiving any information, the police weren't releasing any classified information about the attack. So it just makes you think, like,
why were they hiding
that information?
I don't know. That, like I said, it makes no sense. That what, like, while they're covering things up, makes me believe even more that it's an inside job. Like, why wouldn't they say it was a terrorist attack?
Yeah. Right, okay. So, do you feel as though some things were left unexplained after this attack and the government used their power to keep certain parts of the evidence and information hidden from the public domain? So it's sort of linking back to the last question a little bit, where talking about not telling us exactly what's happened, why it's happened.
It's a thing, like, if you ever type anything on like the internet, trying to look for anything to conspiracy theories on, like, 9/11 and all that, like, they flood it out with, like, it was terrorist attacks and stuff. They don't actually say.
Yeah, it's like plastered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why is that a thing? Like,
yeah, I feel like the media probably plays quite a big part in it as well.
Yeah.
Because constantly after that, you would see the newspapers, obviously.
It's to get everyone scared. It's to start wars. It's to gain power.
Sort of like a moral panic.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's a power thing. And now, America is that country that, like, they like their own. They don't like other countries coming in. That, like,
patriotic.
Very patriotic. And it's just started a war now. And I just personally believe it's just the power of reason.
Yeah, because they're saying, talking about immigration as well.
Yeah.
You have Trump with his wall.
Yeah.
And everything that's followed on since from the right side.
Yeah.
So
it's put everyone on kind of lockdown though, really, because it gets everyone hears about it worldwide. So it's not just Americans know about this. Everyone worldwide knows about 9/11, and now everyone believes, like, this race are terrorists and whatever, and now we should all be wary of them. They've been stereotyped. So now countries like England, like, we are always on look, like, watch out for if there's going to be another terrorist attack. We've even got troops over fighting that war.
Yeah, especially in places like London, the big cities as well. It's not just in America that it's affecting, because there's been so many different places it's happened, because we're obviously allies with
America,
so we are the second hit.
So yeah, it's just really just caused the war, and it's just all for power.
Was there anything else that didn't sort of add up for you when sort of hearing about all the information about how the building fell, the different, because obviously it wasn't just one attack,
it hit both
towers, and then it hit
the Pentagon, but that one doesn't really get spoken about as much. Why is that? I've never seen anything. Like, it's weird how loads of people got the video of the Twin Towers getting hit, but I've never seen the video of the Pentagon being hit. Is that a thing? I don't know, is that out there?
No, I do know what you mean.
How come that one's never floated about?
Do you know what? I don't know. I did obviously read about it whilst researching this particular conspiracy for information.
It's just a bit strange that you think of 9/11 attacks, or you think of
Twin Towers.
One, you don't even think about the second one.
No.
Why?
It was sort of like an outlier, like it didn't fit in to what happened.
It should do though.
Because it was actually, I think it was technically the third one, because one hit the one tower, the one hit the other tower, and then the one on the Pentagon.
Ah, so what? Were they thinking, like, the public were probably thinking this is going to be more than one, two, three attacks, it could be more.
Yeah, exactly, and there have been since.
But not on that day, you thought there's been three, there could be, where's the next one going to go, like. but just too weird. I don't know why they chose them certain places to hit and they.
So, are there any other little bits of external information that you've picked up along the way from watching all your conspiracy theories?
Well, apart from the bit about Bin Laden's and the Bush families being friends and him, Bush flying them home after or before the 9/11 attacks, I can't remember which one. Also, seen something about Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden, yeah, being a CIA agent for American, United States.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen something like that. I don't know.
As in, like, an undercover agent?
Yeah, with something like that. I don't know. Like, it could have been a complete hoax and, like, someone could have edited it, but I've
When was this from?
Pretty sure it was some kind of social media, like maybe Facebook back in time or Twitter or something. Yeah. It might have been something. I've definitely seen something. A lot of conspiracies pop up on, like, Instagram.
It's hard to sort of mix between what's fake news, what's yeah, real nowadays.
But, like, you never know anymore because, like, whoever controls the media and everything, they flood out so much and they only ever show you one side to each story.
Problems will be fixed, and in the next attack, more lives will be saved. I mean, even one life saved is everything to that one family. I know that, and I don't want other people to have to learn that.
The witnesses today were a little different. They were less polished than I've seen in Washington. I think they were more forthright and honest under questioning, and made some admissions that things didn't work and things need to be changed. I know the commissioners are trying to get at lessons learned, and that's important. I think there's culpability. I think people should be held accountable. But I also think, of course, looking forward, we need to know what kinds of changes need to be made. But from what we heard today, I think everybody that works in New York City should be frightened. It is clearly not safe to work in a scuffle.